Chapter 2 Charleston's whores came out that morning to serenade the Kraft brothers. A couple of strumpets, Deputy U.S. Marshal Riley MacGyvern decided, could actually sing so well that he found himself humming a few bars of When Johnny Comes Marching Home when deputies Gus Henderson and Frank Denton led L.J. and W.W. Kraft, arms and legs chained, out of the jail and toward the black-barred prison wagon waiting for them at the corner of Stove and Second Streets. Deputy Slim Chisholm, who was the definition of the word cautious, climbed into the wagon's driver's box and thumbed back the hammers of his sawed-off 12-gauge. Riley pulled open the door at the back of the wagon and waited. Next, the whores started Oh, My Darling Clementine, which everyone seemed to be singing that year. Riley hated that stupid song and tried to hum Lorena instead, but he couldn't keep it up because of the whores who crowded Charleston streets while other residents, the kinds usually seen on the streets in the daylight, gathered along the boardwalks, keeping a respectable distance, naturally, from the whores, to watch the show. It had turned hot that morning, and the air stank of the smoke pouring out of the stamp mills along the river. Riley shot a glance at the rooftops, spotting the sheriff's deputies and town marshal's men in position, rifles ready, and made himself relax. K.C. Kraft wouldn't try anything today, not here. The only threat out in Charleston, he thought with a grin, was a case of the clap. He kept his left hand on the door. Marshal Zan Tidball had spent a lot of money on this prison wagon, and Riley had decided it would pay for itself once he got the Kraft brothers to Yuma, if he got there. It was a black wagon, except for the freshly painted yellow wheels and silver words U.S. Marshal, Arizona Territory, on the left side, with a wood bottom housing an iron jail on the bed that would soak up the Arizona heat like the sand swallowed water. The iron bars allowed a breeze, at least, and they could chain the brothers to the floor if needed. Marshal Ken Cobb, who typically oversaw the district that covered Cochise and Pima counties, had instructed Riley to transport the prisoners in the wagon along the San Pedro River north to Contention City, where they would board the train to Benson, then catch the Southern Pacific all the way to Yuma, where they would deliver the two Krafts to the warden at the territorial pen. Simple enough. Except everybody in Arizona Territory.